order the Board of Works meeting for Monday, May the 8th, and approval of the minutes for April 24th.
So moved.
Second. The department heads, first up, City Parks, Steve Beaman.
Steve Beaman, City Parks. This past weekend, we had the citywide cleanup with Burkhart Insurance. Want to say thank you to Tony and his staff. They brought in 169 bags at the chamber. Tony also said that he was going to match that for the Leicester Square Fitness Project. And Smith Electric said they would match, so that gives us a total of $3,380 that we can put towards the fitness park. The website started two weeks ago. I want to mention some of the donors that we've had. We've got $27,400 now brought in. Toyota, Far Best, Host Crew, Good Sam Foundation, First Robinson, Vincent's Welding, Futaba, Shot Jimtron, Musen Brothers, Burkhart, Smith Electric, and then we had some in-kind, 96.7 The Bridge and Blazer 91.1 are doing commercials 10 times a day for 2 months talking about the project. So if anybody would like to donate or see what the project is, they can go to fitnessinitiative.org, check that out. We also will be starting the hashtag Blazer Pack the Park Tour with WVUB. They are producing t-shirts for us, and what it is to get people to come out to the parks throughout the summer. We've got days set up where they will be able to come out to the park, take photos and put hashtags up, and they'll be giving away t-shirts, and there'll be special events. The first one is Friday, May 19th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Chicago Park. Wednesday, May 24th from 5 to 7 here on the Riverwalk. And then Saturday, June 3rd from 9 to 11 a.m. at Greg Park, and they will be partnering with Walk with the Doc with Dr. Mayhem. And then we'll release other dates, and it'll be on our website and also on the Facebook. And then June the 11th is the try, and people are still signing up for that. And if anybody would like to volunteer, we need plenty of volunteers to take that off. That's all.
Thanks, Steve. Police Department.
Terry Johnson, Vincent's Police Department. We answered about 3,800, wait a minute, let's start over. We answered about 3,800 calls thus far. We've got our cars that are being equipped as we speak now. We've gotten an air vehicle, you may or may not have seen it out. It's got a wrap, looks really nice. We're working towards completion on our building, windows and masonry both. And we have a new gentleman starting the police department on the 15th, Robert Kincaid. So, great. For that, everything's thankfully.
Thank you. Gentlemen. Street Department.
It's been pretty much business as usual, but as the rain breaks, we've had the spring has brought plenty of mowing to do. And soon, with the temperatures rising just a little bit, we'll be able to start doing a lot of curb painting. So,
thanks, Bryce. City Engineer.
Evening. We're almost done with mainline paving. They're doing Niblack Road tomorrow and Wilbur Street, which are the last two mainline pavings. We're almost done with paving approaches on Main Street, and they'll move to 7th Street and do the approaches on 7th. And they'll also be at the same time adjusting manholes and water valve lids throughout all of our project limits. And then 6th Street is going to continue crack sealing week and next week, and maybe a little into the week after that. So, a lot going on.
Thanks, CP. No old business. Move on to new business. The Trailblazer 5K street crossing banner request.
Hi, Alma Kramer. I'm requesting for our 6th annual Trailblazer 5K and banners, three different locations, 2 week increments for those. And the road closings would be red over by VU, and it would just be an hour increment. We're done within an hour. Race begins at 8 a.m. on August the 12th. Same route as always, going through VU campus. So we won't have to stop any Second Street traffic or anything like that. Yes, sir.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Good luck. Next up, the German Fest banner request.
Yes, I'm Don Halter, representing Christian Education Foundation, and we're requesting the banner be put up for German Fest, but it was July 31st to the 14th on College Avenue. We have our insurance through Burkhart. We can provide certificates for that.
I'll second the request. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is residential only parking at 214 South 8th Street.
Yeah, my name is Jonathan Brewer. I live at 214 South 8th, and I wanted to request a resident-only parking sign in front of our house. The house, a lot across the street's got a lot of come-and-go traffic, and they park a lot in front of our house, and so we can't park there. So we've got elderly parents who would like to park there, but when they come, they can't. Yeah, right in front of my house. But then,
no, off-street.
Yeah, we have some in the back. Yes, sir. Possibly, yeah.
Or handicap parking. And, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, to a degree.
We also have issues with parking in front of our house and our trash not getting picked up.
Oh, yeah. Have our trash to park where they could, but we'll come and park right in front of them and then.
You can't get to them.
They don't want to work around all the cars. Right in the street. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So if somebody was to hit the shoulder and knock trash everywhere, would we be responsible for that? Because telling me if we're all day and somebody hits it and it spreads everywhere, right. I mean, I hate to be fined for littering, you know.
Right.
Yeah, as long as it gets picked up, yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Next, have a request, and have spoken to the mayor about this, for the rental of the Riverfront Pavilion rental for May the 21st for Brett Boeb. Yes. Okay, and I'll second the motion. All in favor? Aye. Next up is the request for banners for United Way.
On behalf of United Way, I would like to request the banners be hung on 2nd Street from August 21st until the 28th for the kickoff of the annual campaign, and then again on September 25th through October 2nd. For the day of carrying, and there is insurance, and the dates are available.
Okay.
I'm out.
Okay. Okay.
For weeks of August.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Chair.
Next up, we have pay allocations for the Vincennes Police Department for the rehab. Larry, you want to explain a little bit about what we have there?
I'm Larry Donovan with Donovan Donovan. And on both the pay request and a change order, if I'll kind of address those together, if I may. The pay request is just number two for work in progress. The money has been allocated for the project, total amounts of money. And so this is just number two, and then we'll probably have one, maybe two more to complete the project. Okay. Work is progressing well, so this is a monthly pay request.
Looks very good.
It does. You can see the wheels on the Bussern Street side. They're putting those in. And then I'll also go along with a comment about it's a change order, but it's really not a change order. It's a change of use, because the money that's being requested is already in the total allocation for the money also. And we're just changing the use from one type of use over the transom panels that we had on the windows, and now we're going to use it on six of the upper windows on the second floor to kind of put a area in there to try to help stop the deterioration any further until we can get more money to rehab the whole rest of the buildings and all the windows.
Okay. I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then second. On
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
No miscellaneous so, business? Yes.
Oh, these are Rose Holman?
Yeah, these are the Rose Holman senior class.
I should have treated you with greater respect.
Sorry. I meant to mention that when I was up here. They'll be here for the city council meeting presenting their senior project. Main Street Phase 1 is what they hope to work.
Great. Welcome.
Right. Well, anytime you can run up.
No miscellaneous business. Just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'm going to make the motion.